We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans, he is the radio play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers. Reminder, tonight on 560 The Joe, you can hear the Panthers play the Rangers from March of 2018. Says here, another record-setting game for the Panthers. We can ask Plagans about it. You can catch it tonight, 7 o'clock, on the home of the Panthers, AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and, of course, on the radio.com app, which features a rewind feature, which I said nothing gets rewound nowadays, and I was wrong in the last segment. Here is Doug Plagans. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Very good. We miss you. It's been too long. We should be...
it's been way too long. Miss you guys.
Been seeing you at the BB&T Center, and maybe the Panthers would have gotten into the playoffs, and what could have been. Well, let me start here. Is there any news from the NHL on a possible resumption of play, when that might take place, how it might take place?
You know, I don't know any more than anybody else. I know we're all hoping and that they formulate some kind of scenario here, but I know everybody's excited about the possibility. I don't really have any updates. I know there's a ton of speculation obviously out there, but we've been on our Territory Talk podcast that we do every week. We've had a chance to talk to a couple of the guys, and yesterday we talked to Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar. And, you know, I think he speaks for a lot of guys. He said he's ramping up his workouts. You know, when the league went on pause, a lot of guys have gone a lot of different ways to stay in shape and stay as close to game ready as they can. And he said he's kind of ramping things up here just so that, you know, he's ready should that call come in that it's time to get back to it. So guys are doing all they can, taking the best measures that they can to make sure that they're ready to go if and when that time arises. But as for any concrete timeline or anything like that, I don't have an update, although there is certainly a lot of speculation, obviously, that's out there.
Hey, Doug, like, we're watching football, guys. Like, if you get a 10-yard patch of grass, you can do football drills. You get 30 yards, you can run routes. Basketball guys, they have basketball courts in their damn houses. Like, can hockey guys, can they simulate ice skating or simulate somewhat of doing hockey activities without ice? Is rollerblading similar? Like, can you learn hockey, play hockey without ice?
I think the biggest thing, and you know, obviously the ice being part of the equation presents some challenges probably in some situations. There are some guys who have, you know, some synthetic ice, and I haven't spent much time on it, but it is definitely something you can use for training. It's not terribly far off. There are guys will just shoot pucks, keep that shot where you need it to be. And I think for a lot of guys, I think the biggest thing, you know, these guys are at the top of their profession. They're all world athletes. The biggest thing during all this is just keeping the conditioning where it needs to be. And a lot of guys are, you know, through safe measures, staying in contact with their trainers and things like that, and and just making sure that they're on a program that you know, lends itself to being as close to game ready as you can be, you know, when that time you know, comes around. So you can simulate it. Obviously, so much of hockey, while it might be tough to get ice at times, so much of hockey is that explosiveness, and you know, you can go out and you can try to keep that up, whether it's through hitting the weights, or if a guy has the you know, the means to have something like that, you know, at close proximity and privately, or you know, getting out doing sprints, things like that. But I think every guy's probably got his own ways of doing it. It's going to be interesting, you know, once everything does get back going again, just to hear how guys, you know, to hear some of the specifics and hear how some of the guys were able to simulate the, you know, in-season workouts as much as they could.
Doug Plagans, I want to talk with you about food, but I have another hockey question.
Oh, always.
Because we have a Panthers replay tonight on 560 The Joe. How have fans been reacting to the Panthers replays? Is that satiating their need for hockey?
These have been a lot of fun to put together, and a lot of good trips down memory lane. You know, looking at this one tonight specifically, it was the Panthers and the Rangers, March 10th, 2018. It was right in the middle of, you remember when the Panthers went on that huge run the second half of the 17-18 season and just missed the playoffs by 1 point. But this particular game that's going to run tonight actually set a franchise record for the longest home win streak. So it was their eighth straight home win. And to put things in perspective, you know, just looking at the way things were going, the team got so hot, and that was like, you know, that second half of that season, you saw Alexander Barkov specifically really turned into that guy who can take over a hockey game that every team needs. And he was just, you know, performing on another level. And Roberto Luongo, on that eight-game home win streak, he was 7-0-0 with a save percentage over .940. So he was lights out, you know, during that stretch. And this game tonight, it was, you know, maybe it's one of those things where maybe sometimes night to night, games are happening all the time, and maybe you don't think as much of it. But it was Roberto Luongo against Henrik Lundqvist as far as our goaltending matchup was concerned. And, you know, it was a real treat. We were treated to that matchup a lot. And any time that you have, you know, a Hall of Famer at each end of the ice, a future Hall of Famer, it's something to enjoy. So a lot of reasons this was a fun one. That's going to be tonight. And coming up on Tuesday night, the next game in our series is going to be looking back at when the Panthers went over to Finland. So we're going to relive that one coming up Tuesday at 7. But, yeah, these have been a lot of fun. It's been cool to get a lot of the interactions on Twitter and things, and people recalling things from these games. So it's been a fun way to fill the time.
And, Doug, I know Hawk wants to get into y'all's love affair with the food, so I have one more hockey question. I look at you. You're waiting. One more hockey. With the Last Dance with Michael Jordan, the debate of the GOAT, the greatest of all time, comes up. And LeBron, you arguing back and forth. They bring up Bill Russell. You know, the greatest of all time conversation. Is that a debate in hockey? Because in my mind, it's always Gretzky, but you know the game 10 times better than me. Is there a GOAT debate in hockey?
Billy Lindsay.
You know, you do get some of a debate. You know, the names that always come up, obviously, are Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe and Bobby Orr. And, you know, that's kind of your top trio of all time. And we've been very fortunate in, you know, this current and recent era to have players like Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby and Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and what he was able to do. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where, you know, Connor McDavid falls in this whole equation, you know, when his career is said and done, when we're revisiting this in 15 years or so. But I think the thing with hockey, and this, you encounter this with all sports, it's so hard to compare era to era because of the way the game was played. But if you look at, you know, Gordie Howe, he was the first real power forward, and he kind of changed the game. And then Bobby Orr came in, and he changed the game and took it to another level. A defenseman had never played like that. And then Wayne Gretzky, you know, took it to a different level and played, you know, kind of, they all kind of were just such generational players. But I think you know, Wayne Gretzky is at the top of the list, and I think we also love to talk about, you know, some of the records in sports that'll never be broken. And Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak always comes up as one of those. Wayne Gretzky scored 92 goals in a season once. He had a 215-point season. It's, you know, you never say never, but it's going to be darn near impossible for those records to ever fall. The numbers he was putting up in the 80s, if you're a diehard hockey fan, or maybe if you're just a casual hockey observer, just pull up Wayne Gretzky's career stats, and his numbers from the 1980s will look, they won't even look real. They'll look like video game numbers to you. So I think that's why, as far as that debate goes, I don't think you'll find many people who would say Wayne Gretzky's not number one. He's number one in my
numbers book. Numbers are jaw-dropping. Doug Plagans is with us. He's the radio play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. He is also our food expert. He and I share this love of fast food and pop culture food. It's not like he and I love going to French restaurants and eating escargot. We like In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger and all that nonsense. So,
and Hawk,
I gotta
bet
ask
we're
you a
coming
couple...
up on probably, I bet we're coming up on about the one-year anniversary of when you and I named ourselves experts in the food realm.
That's correct, and I think we've proven it every day since, haven't we?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a couple things that we've talked about on the show the last few days. First of all, you know, with this whole COVID pandemic, restaurants, you know, they're starting to reopen, but they haven't been open. So a lot of them have done curbside pickup. And would you, I think Solana brought this up yesterday, would you do curbside pickup at a stadium or ballpark just to get the feel for stadium food? I was saying a Nacho Tot Tuesday at BB&T Center. I might pull up to the BB&T Center if they brought down those Nacho Tots to my car. Would you drive to Marlins Park to grab a hot dog and a beer? Do you like stadium food enough to think about that?
It's an interesting concept. I'm not sure with, you think about all the, it's so unique to the experience that you have when you're at the venue, that maybe it's just best enjoyed when you're at that venue, if that makes any sense. You'd pass a lot of different other eateries that might pique your interest while you're on your way there.
Interesting. All right. That's fair. It's a fair answer.
I think it's part of the full experience, and you want all those things to be together when you go out to, you know, when you go out to a sporting event. For a lot of folks, part of the equation, whether it's a dinner item or a dessert item or a beverage, there's an item that in your mind you associate with that experience,
right?
And you kind of need it all to, you kind of want it all to be together.
Now, how about this? I don't know if you've seen the story, but Chuck E. Cheese has renamed themselves on a lot of these food delivery apps. So if you go on to whatever, Grubhub, you may see a restaurant called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And you order it, and then when it gets delivered to you, you may never know that it's Chuck E. Cheese, but it's the same address, it's coming out of the same kitchen. Do you find that to be disingenuous?
Well, I'll tell you this. I saw the headline, didn't get a chance to read into the article, but you kind of broke it down for me there. I'll preface it by saying this. I get what they're trying to do. I haven't been in or eaten at a Chuck E. Cheese since in quite some time. But I do remember their pizza's pretty good.
Yes, and, thank you. This is why he and I are soulmates. Like, their pizza is not bad.
If I had the opportunity to order on Uber Eats or whatever to get a Chuck E. Cheese pizza brought to me, I wouldn't think twice about the name. There might not be arcade games to play, but the pizza's pretty good, and if
yes.
I remember the last time I went to a friend's birthday party, I remember going to a friend's birthday party, or it might have been like a party for my hockey team when I was like 10 years old, and you go to Chuck E. Cheese because that's what a lot of youth sports teams might do at the end of their season, or to have a party or something like that. And I remember even as an elementary school kid, sitting down and, you know, looking around and thinking, yeah, I know we're all here to play the games, and I know we're here to have a good time, but this pizza's pretty good.
And
that memory has been etched in my mind that I think it's a very underappreciated pizza they offer.
A 10-year-old palate. That's what it is, Doug. A 10-year-old palate.
No, because even then he was an old soul.
It's frozen, nasty-ass pizza.
It's not. It is not frozen. No, you are wrong. And another thing, Plagans. No, that's not true. And another thing, Plagans, their salad bar is very good and very fresh.
I don't recall that. Maybe our southeastern lower Michigan locations that I went to didn't offer that amenity. Or maybe that was just the adults that were enjoying the salad
right.
bar.
Right, yeah, no, very few kids were at the salad bar.
But no, I think the pizza is underappreciated if memory serves.
Man, I am so glad you said that. And you have to take what he's saying with some legitimacy, Crowder, because he is our food expert.
I'll roll with it.
One of the things that we've also been talking about is how things are going to change, right, with the COVID out there and the new social distancing and whatnot. And we even talked yesterday, Fuddruckers is down to 40 locations nationwide. They were at like 67 a year ago. Now they're down to 40 locations. Fuddruckers was the first place ever when I was growing up that had free refills on soda, where the soda machine was just out there for the taking. I have a feeling a lot of places are going to do away with that, Plagans. Are you going to be okay?
Anybody who knows me knows that free refills, something I just can't get enough of when it comes to the when it comes to my soda pop. And you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility for me to sit down at a classy quick serve dining establishment and over the course of my meal refill my beverage cup. 4 or 5 times. You know, I'll probably get a refill
5 times
while I'm waiting for my food to come out. And I know, Hawk, I know you've done this because I've done this a million times. When you're about to leave and you throw your materials in the garbage before you leave, you'll look at your cup, you'll see how much is in there, and you will slam as much of it as you can on your way to the soda fountain so that when you walk out to your car, you've got a full beverage in your hand.
And a fresh one,
yes.
Fresh and full. Yeah.
Quick, Doug, something else we talked about I wanted to ask you about. I don't know why I get involved in y'all's food conversations, but
we love having you in the food conversation.
Uh-oh, Doug.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, you hear me, Doug?
Yes.
We may have lost Hawkman and Crowder.
Oh, no.
This is
Am
normally,
I on the air?
You are. This is normally the part where I just say uh-oh and panic a little.
Well, I want to tell all the folks out there that you are listening to Hawkman and Crowder. They are, we are efforting reconnecting with Hawkman and Crowder right now. Doug Plagans, happy to be here. And Alex Solana, our producer here, has told me that he is working on getting Hawkman and Crowder back on their show.
Always ready to tread water.
Oh, looks like you guys are back on your show.
No, I don't think so, Doug, but
oh, no.
I do admire that you're always ready to just jump into action and save the day at any time.
Well,
I do admire
we're here to tread water so as much as we can until we get our friends back on the program. So Hawkman and Crowder are temporarily
Doug, it's okay, man. You can get out of here. I'll send us a break. No worries. But I appreciate it.
Are you sure? I think we might. It might be the best course of action to get into a commercial and regroup here.
Yeah, I think so.
I want to thank all the listeners for having me, and we'll make sure that you get your regularly scheduled programming back here in a minute. This is 560 The Joe.
I love it, Doug. Thank you so much. That's Doug Plagans, your radio voice of the Florida Panthers, as you can hear. I'm Solana. I'm panicking. I'm sweating. Hawk and Crowder are nowhere to be found. Hopefully, when we come back from break on the Hawkman and Crowder show, they will be back and you'll get less of me. We'll take a break here on Hawkman and Crowder.
Had a technical glitch there, and Crowder and I both got knocked off the air from our respective homes. And so Solana was just on the line with Doug Plagans at the end there, and Crowder hasn't even reconnected yet because he's got that whole setup at home with a computer. He's got a Commodore 64 from 1983. and a Bobo desk. So he's restarting everything. So what happened? We both disconnected Solana, and then you're just left there with Doug Plagans. So were you? Did you keep calm this time? Because we know in the past you've lost your cool.
Yeah, you know how I do it, Hawk. It was just like another day at the office. I'd let Doug go easy. It was the interview was done with anyways. And I handled
things. The way that you described it to me off the air was that he just took over the show.
He did. He produced the show better than I could have ever imagined. He went into full broadcaster mode. Didn't even let me talk, really. He kind of just took over the show.
Really? So what happened? Did you tell him that we – do you have the sound of this? Can I hear what happened?
Yeah, I do. Here it is.
All right.
Uh-oh, Doug.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, you hear me, Doug?
Yes.
We may have lost Hawkman and Crowder.
Oh, no.
This is.
Am I on the air?
You are. This is normally the part where I just say, uh-oh, and panic a little.
Well, I want to tell all the folks out there that you are listening to Hawkman and Crowder. We are efforting reconnecting with Hawkman and Crowder right now. Doug Plagans, happy to be here, and Alex Solana, our producer here, has told me that he is working on getting Hawkman and Crowder back on their show.
Always ready to jump.
Tread water. Oh, looks like you guys are back on your show.
No, I don't think so, Doug, but
oh, no.
I do admire that you're always ready to just jump into action and save the day. At any time,
well,
I do admire.
We're here to.
Yeah, you're on the air. We're listening to what happened with
Plagans. Until we get our friends back on the program. So Hawkman and Crowder are temporarily.
Doug, it's okay, man. You can get out of here. I'll send this.
All right, you can turn it off. This is what happened, Crowder. So we disconnect. Solana comes on. He goes, "Uh-oh." And then Doug Plagans just took over the show. He's like, "Well, Doug Plagans here, Hawkman and Crowder, we're efforting to get them back." Just play the beginning of that again for Crowder. That was amazing. He put you in your place, Solana.
Uh-oh, Doug.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, you hear me, Doug?
Yes.
We may have lost Hawkman and Crowder.
Oh, no.
This is
Am I on the air?
You are. This is normally the part where I just say, uh-oh, and panic a little.
Well, I want to tell all the folks out there that you are listening to Hawkman and Crowder. We are efforting reconnecting with Hawkman and Crowder right now. Doug Plagans, happy to be here.
You can turn it off. He realized that you were woefully unprepared, and so he pushed you off the stage, and he took over. Do you feel okay about that? Like, you didn't wrestle it away from him.
Well, I love that Doug, like, just jumped into broadcaster mode and was like, okay, like, Solana, I'm going to pull us out of this. But at the end, I'm like, Doug, just leave. Like, it's okay. Like, what are you going to do, stick around for 3 more hours? Like, and by the way.
Excellent, and he would have been happy to.
Yeah, you cut the clip short. I feel like I sent us into the break pretty well. I might say so myself.
I heard you. I heard towards the end there when Channing signed on. It was you were saying, "All right, you don't need to stick around, Doug." Like, that didn't sound smooth to me, and sounded stilted and awful. That is so funny. He took off like his suit and became Superman broadcaster, and you watched. That was excellent. All right, well, Doug Plagans there. We both got disconnected. I don't know what happened back at the radio station, but Crowder and I both got disconnected.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.